This week, the IU Cinema is showing a new documentary film about the life of Sholem Aleichem, the writer whose stories about European Jewry inspired the Broadway musical Fiddler on the Roof. WFIU's Adam Schwartz speaks to the film's director, Joseph Dorman, about his new documentary, Sholem Aleichem, Laughing in the Darkness.
Sholem Aleichem became the most famous Jewish writer of the late 19th century by telling the stories of ordinary folk in the European shtetl. He was mostly forgotten by 20th century Jews who wanted to assimilate in America. Then in the 1960s, he was rediscovered with the Broadway musical that was based on his stories, Fiddler on the Roof. Now, a new documentary film about his life is introducing him to 21st century audiences. Sholem Aleichem, Laughing in the Darkness, is a feature-length portrait that includes interviews with Yiddish scholars and the writer's own granddaughter. The film will be shown this Thursday at the IU Cinema. On hand to give a talk will be the film's writer, producer, and director, Joseph Dorman. I asked Dorman why he titled his movie Laughing in the Darkness.
He was writing about a period of Jewish history that was full of violence and dissolution and disorientation, and yet somehow he's able to write about that in a way that allows you to laugh at it.
Even as a child, my grandfather loved to make people laugh. In fact, he wrote in his autobiography, to make people laugh was almost a sickness with me.
At his peak, how popular was Sholem Aleichem?
He was certainly the most popular Jewish writer in his day. He was known on both sides of the Atlantic and essentially anywhere where Jews spoke Yiddish.
The reading of a story of Sholem Aleichem on Friday night became a Jewish family ritual all across the world.
We're all used to seeing versions of ourselves in movies and the books we read, but this was a group of people who were not used to reading literature that was about them, about their own lives, that reflected themselves. So Sholem Aleichem really was one of the first people to hold up a literary mirror to this group of people, and they could see themselves. These were common, poor people, you know, marginalized in the world. No one had cared about them. And the stories they read were biblical stories or other stories that had nothing to do with their lives, really. So here was a man who, for the first time, was able to show these people who they were and give them a kind of importance that was, I think, a remarkable gift to these people because of the straits they were in.
And I think Sholem Aleichem was enormously important to Jews in this sense. He really gave many, many Jews the feeling that their petty little lives were not petty, were not little.
What was Sholem Aleichem's radical idea?
Well, the most radical idea was the very idea of writing in Yiddish. Yiddish was a language not considered fit for literature. And by writing in Yiddish, very much as someone says in the film, like Shakespeare when he was writing in English, he was able to unlock the energies, or for that matter, let me go back and say Dante in his native Tuscan, which became Italian. These are men who took languages, vernaculars, that were lying untouched, and so there were untapped riches in these languages. And all it took was the right man who knew how to tap those energies.
Sholem Aleichem said that Yiddish for him was a mishugas. It was a craziness. He was bewitched by the language. He's saying, look, why didn't I write Russian like good writers do, or Hebrew like good Jews do, and I write Yiddish? And it's wonderfully, you can do great things with it. Yiddish had wild energies in it.
Here's a man who literally, in some sense, has been lost in translation. With the waning of the Yiddish language in America, even though there are wonderful translations, we somehow have forgotten to read Sholem Aleichem. And I think even though he was writing for a late 19th and early 20th century Jewish audience, His stories remain remarkably relevant.
I've been speaking with Joseph Dorman, the writer, producer, and director of a new documentary, Sholem Aleichem, Laughing in the Darkness, and listening to clips from the movie. For WFIU Arts, I'm Adam Schwartz.
Joseph Dorman will give a talk to accompany the screening of Sholem Aleichem, Laughing in the Darkness. That's Thursday, March the 29th at 6:30 p.m. in the IU Cinema. For more information about the IU Cinema, visit their website at cinema.indiana.edu.